Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning. I'm Carrie Miller, and this is NPR News. We're in the midst of a month-long media series in which we're examining how the media uses anonymous sources, how newsroom leaders make decisions about what to cover and why. Today, a voice from the opinion pages on what our guest calls the media's martyr complex. Gary Abernathy is a publisher and editor of the Hillsborough Times Gazette in Hillsborough, Ohio. His opinion piece appeared in the Washington Post, and he joins me from Hillsborough. Welcome, Gary. Tell me where Hillsborough is in Ohio.
Sure. Hillsborough, Carrie, first of all, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hillsborough is located in southern Ohio. We joke here that we're about an hour from everything, kind of like George Clooney and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. We're a geographical oddity.
Give me a sense of the political climate in your county and your region, because Ohio is pretty interesting politically.
It is, isn't it? It's very diverse. You know, people in Ohio kind of look at the state as divided into kind of two halves, everything above Columbus and everything south of Columbus. And of course, we're south of Columbus. And in southern Ohio, much more conservative, much more Republican. Northern Ohio, much more Democratic in nature, Democratic Party support, mainly, you know, as you get up in the Cleveland area and that area. So we're a rural community. You know, what people here would call traditional values, you know, very heavy in church attendance and, you know, Second Amendment rights are important, a very pro-life community in terms of the abortion issue, farming, a lot of farming and agriculture occupations in this part of Ohio.
Good. That gives me a good sense of the landscape in which your paper is being published.
Right.
I have to say, your op-ed caught my eye because I agree with you that it is often unseemly and really unnecessary for the amount of carping that the media does about what it's like to cover President Trump. But I don't know if I'd go so far as to say the media has a martyr complex. So explain what you're thinking on that.
Well, I think that they're just too defensive and thin-skinned. And again, I'm someone, I don't take any joy in, you know, criticizing the media because I'm part of the media. And, you know, we all have our own faults and none of us are perfect. But I just think that we need to be able to laugh at ourselves a little more often or just let things roll off our shoulders. You know, we certainly are, as members of the media, we certainly are critical of people and organizations and particularly government officials. And that's fine. But, you know, we're open to criticism, too. Everyone's open to criticism for maybe not being fair, having their own biases, letting those biases show sometimes through their reporting. And, you know, a lot of what President Trump does, I mean, it's pretty obvious. He does it for show. He does it because it rallies his base. It makes for good sound bites. And I think more often than not, the media should really just shrug it off. And as I said in my column, Carrie, really, we should just be able to point to the work
right,
that we do
right,
and say,
agreed,
this is why he's wrong.
I was going to say, I think for the most part, the national newspapers that are doing some of this fantastic investigative work do that. I think some of this, though, is something you alluded to. You know, cable television gets drawn into these battles with President Trump. Now, he engages in this stuff because he knows it brings him more attention and there's something about his personality that likes a fight. And I think, you know, the cable stations have the recognition that, hey, this is pretty good for ratings. Would you say that there are parts of the media that seem to fall into this trap more than others?
Absolutely. And that would be, you know, the cable news networks. And, you know, I really don't differentiate between them. Obviously, they've all adopted their political stances. Fox plays to the right. And in my opinion, MSNBC and CNN play hard to the left. And it's a business model they've adopted. I've often said, you know, Fox has great ratings because they're the only outlet for conservatives, whereas liberals are a little more divided and divide themselves between different networks. But that's why, you know, Fox has kind of a monopoly on the conservative audience. And it's all a shame to me, Carrie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm someone who just would like to go somewhere and be told the news of the day, you know, and leave your opinions at home on both sides. And I don't, honestly, I don't know, you know, when it comes to the cable news networks, I don't know where to go for that. And that's a shame. But, you know, it's all driven by the ratings. And so they're playing more and more to their audiences. And I do think that, you know, the advent and rise of 24-hour cable news has probably been the number one factor in the partisan divide that exists in Washington, because everyone in office, all the senators, everyone in Congress, all the congressmen, they just almost, you know, divide up and play to their base.
So you think it's more influential, Gary, than gerrymandering or some of the other political strategies that campaigns use? You think cable media has to take most of the blame for why we are as divided and adversarial voter to voter as we are?
I do. Gerrymandering is a legitimate issue, and I think that it's good to look at that.
Let me ask you this, if I might. Here's the other side of this with the media and the martyrdom and the way the media reacts. Much of what the president and his aides say about the media is disingenuous, it's hypocritical, and it's flat out wrong. And I've got an example for you right here. Right now, Trump's aides are saying that the CBO score that's going to come out on the GOP Senate health care bill is fake news. I mean, it's not even news and it's not fake. So the media has to be in a position to call the president on that. And I think sometimes that looks like, you know, the media is writing about itself and they're in kind of a battle with the president. But I see that as accountability. So what about an example like that?
No, Carrie, I don't entirely disagree with you, but I think it's the tone that the media takes when they do it. It's the obvious defensiveness. You know what? If you're confident in what you're doing, I'm sure that you're confident in the arguments you make and you have facts to back up what you want to say. You know, you do it in a calm fashion. What really struck me, when Donald Trump tweeted out the CNN wrestling skit thing, and it's like, you know what, that's a brash thing to do. That was a silly thing to do. But if you're CNN, I would prefer to have seen them just kind of brush it off, laugh it off, you know, instead of, my gosh, we were subjected to, claims that he was advocating violence. And it's also when the media starts to equate themselves with the First Amendment, as though an attack on a certain media organization is an attack on the First Amendment itself. It's not. In fact, it's an example of the president using his own ability to take advantage of the First Amendment, using his own First Amendment rights to say what he wants. And I think so, in the example you gave, I think that, I would just definitely counter and say, you know, here's what the facts are. The president's just wrong when he says this is fake news. Here's the numbers. But do it. It's all about, again, Carrie, I'm going to stick to the fact that I think they present themselves as martyrs.
It's kind of a self-righteousness.
Like you're being unpatriotic if you criticize the media. And that's not right.
Yeah, agreed. I have to say there's a kind of a tone of self-righteousness that could be left out of some of this coverage. But I think you and I are agreeing here that the media has to be accountable to itself, but also accountable with what government's doing. And sometimes that looks like the media's kind of defending itself and covering itself, which is necessary sometimes.
Yeah, well, I think that it's not. I think it's defending their facts is what they do. As long as they can defend their facts, and as long as they can do that, Carrie, then they're defending themselves. So it's almost kind of like take that extra step, leave it, don't just say, well, how dare you attack CNN or MSNBC or in the case of the left, attack Fox or whatever it may be. Just show the facts. Well, do it in a calm way. Have a discussion about it and say, here's, have whoever may come on for the Trump White House, whether it's Kellyanne Conway or Rance Priebus or whoever it may and say let's have a calm discussion. You know, that's one thing we're missing, Carrie. I'm sure, and I admire, honestly, I think public radio and TV do this better than most of the cable networks do, which is, you know, and you can sometimes get poked fun at for it because, you know, you'll have a calm voiced, steady discussion, but we need more of that. Everything now is designed to be confrontational. We don't need news anchors on camera rolling their eyes at something someone says. If they think that what someone said was outrageous, you know what? Show that in a calm manner. And we just need to kind of put the flame down on a little lower heat, you know, and be able to talk about issues in a calm way, a respectful way. And what we just have now is confrontational journalism constantly, and I think it's bad for all of us.
And Gary, a real pleasure to talk to you. I thank you so much for making some time for us.
It's been fun. Let's do it again sometime.
Let's
thank
do
you.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Gary Abernathy, publisher and editor of the Times-Gazette of Hillsboro, Ohio. He wrote an op-ed for The Washington Post titled "The Media's Martyr Complex is Embarrassing."